The following recording is copyright 2010 Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Most knowledge comes to us by comparison with something we already know. For example, they say that rattlesnakes taste like chicken. So if you've ever eaten chicken, you know how good rattlesnake will taste without ever having eaten any. In a similar way, the Bible teaches us, uses comparisons to teach us about heaven and hell. It says, hell is like fire. So if you've ever been burned, you know how bad hell will be. As for heaven, will the gates really be pearly? Will the streets really be made of gold? How long will the heavenly banquet last? Forever is a long time to be eating. That's not the point. The Bible uses these images to teach us how great heaven will be and how bad hell will be. But the images themselves are just images. And Jesus is addressing precisely this difference between image and reality in today's gospel, when he tells the Sadducees that they've missed the point because they're being too literal. Jesus teaches us about heaven by comparison to something we already know. But the underlying reality is as different from the image being used as chicken is from rattlesnake. The Sadducees were arguing with Jesus, saying that his teaching about the resurrection of the dead could imply polyandry, multiple husbands of a single wife in heaven. Notice that they're not worried about polygamy, a man preceded in death by seven wives. The reason is that women in those days were thought of as a possession, given away in marriage, kind of like slaves. And according to their logic, you could own more than one such possession at a time. But to their mentality, polyandry, multiple husbands of the same woman, was different. Because that would sort of be like owning timeshares in a condo. And according to them, that is why the resurrection from the dead is illogical. Even Jesus taught that no slave can serve two masters, much less how could one woman serve seven husbands, all of whom had eternally irreconcilable rival claims on her as their exclusive possession. Ridiculous. But Jesus tells them that they're the ones who are being ridiculous because they're being far too literal. No one will be possessed by anyone in the life to come. Moreover, because even the healthiest marital love on earth is of necessity exclusive, it is just a faint image of the unimaginably great love of heaven, which is of necessity non-exclusive. Thus, in heaven, there will be no marriage as we think of it, and hence no polyandry, no polygamy. Those seven husbands will be best buddies, not rivals. Jesus teaches us about love in the next life by comparing it to something we already know. The love of heaven is greater than marital love at its very best, because it is not exclusive. All are fully free. No one possesses anyone else. and there are no conflicting rival claims. The love of heaven will be as different from earthly love as chicken is from rattlesnake.